Think it not strange, the fiery trial which has come to try you as though some strange thing was happening to you. Understand the hour that you live in and face these things with a boldness in my spirit, as not in an amazement that many things will come, because if you'll stand against them, you'll march through them and you'll find peace and power on the other side. But I'm asking you, and I'm pleading with you as your Father, to stay the course and not become sidetracked, but to offer yourself a living sacrifice, your bodies a living sacrifice. Wage the war for your time and your energy. Pour yourself into all you can into my spirit, and I'll do the rest. I'll make up with grace what you cannot. For many are concerned about their part in this race. But I'll go before you, and where you're not able, I'll be able, and you'll find grace. And I'll do in you the same that I do in others who are faithful with what I give them. For to every man and to every woman I come that will offer their bodies a living sacrifice. And wherever their life is at and whatever they're engaged in as far as responsibilities and things that must be fulfilled in this life, I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. I'll instruct you and I'll affirm you, as if you'll know that I'm pleased with you in the description and the script that I give you concerning how to manage your way spiritually, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not become discouraged, for I've not left you. You're on the forefront, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm looking to each one of you under the sound of my voice and those that will hear this prophecy in the days to come, to lean into me and let me give you the levels of grace to fulfill your call and your ministry, says the Spirit of the Lord.